Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Welcome back. This is another episode of Just Talking brought to you by In.com. I'm Kritika. Was one of your New Year resolutions to read more? Or is that, like so many other people, a habit that you've been doing lesser and lesser of since there are more options available on screen? I know some friends of mine who've subscribed to like 4 different platforms online and have begun to watch movies and series on a regular basis, and obviously reading has taken a backseat. But here's what we don't stop and think about. The same guys who made those movies or are in the movies and TV shows we're watching have actually gone on to write. And not just write TV and movie scripts, they've actually branched out and have written books and novels and children's books, a lot of fiction. In this podcast, we're going to introduce you to a few celebs who found their way with words. She calls herself Mrs. Funny Bones. You need no introduction to her wit. Screenshots of all the funny things she says and does will find their way to you on WhatsApp or in your DMs. She had famous parents, a husband who's still very much a commercial movie star, and she's had so many hits herself as a leading lady. But then she decided to take a break from the silver screen and concentrate on her personal life instead. We've seen a lot of comebacks in our days. Madhuri Dixit, Juhi Chawla, Sridevi, all of them sort of took sabbaticals before they came back on screen, but not Twinkle Khanna. She entered the scene with a bang. A comeback is kind of an understatement, you know. All of a sudden, she was in your face and she wasn't holding anything back. So far, she's written a book called Mrs. Funny Bones, what she calls herself, and then she followed that up with a book called The Legend of Lakshmi Prasad. This is a collection of 4 stories that like to be labeled feminist. And her most recent book is called Pajamas Are Forgiving, which is fiction. She also slips in articles on a regular basis and treats the world to her opinion on whatever catches her fancy. She's not one to mince her words, nope. But what she also is a big old sport. She lets us into her world and doesn't shy away from laughing at herself. We don't get too many authors who do that, so she's kind of refreshing that way. Madonna, God, she has tons of records to her credit when it comes to her music. Hit singles, chart toppers, multiple awards, and a huge fan base that spans many generations. But according to some reports, she also holds the record for writing the largest grossing illustrated book of all time. And it is very simply called Sex. She teamed up with Steven Meisel, one of the world's most famous fashion photographers, to produce a series of photo essays, each with a different sexual theme. And though it came out 26 years back, there's still nothing that comes even close to breaking the barriers that this did. She isn't all about shock and awe though. In 2003, she wrote a picture book called The English Roses, which contains stories about girls who go out there and do things and not wait for things to happen like in some fairy tales. And she named all the characters after her daughter's friends in school. Not something you'd expect Madonna to do if you were a fan of her songs like Papa Don't Preach, but Mama Shaw knows how to write. A lot of men remember growing up fantasizing about Carrie Fisher. Probably grew up because of her. She was perfect. She looked great and she could fight, she could strategize, had like some awesome comebacks, and that's even when she got out of Princess Leia's character. Carrie Fisher left a huge void when she passed away, but she kept herself busy doing things that we could remember her by. She's written quite a few books. One that's her memoir, a romance novel that's called Surrender the Pink. And in 1987, she wrote a semi-autobiography called Postcards from the Edge. She's also written a one-woman Broadway show because, well, she was Carrie Fisher and she could do anything. She didn't shy away from writing about her problems either. Her 2008 book was called Wishful Drinking. And if you read it, you'll see just how funny she was. She wrote another book called The Princess Diarist. And this is all based on her diary entries when she was 19 years old and was cast as Princess Leia, and how she was suddenly so famous and didn't know what was happening. She's amusing, she's sardonic, she's witty and extremely smart. Try reading anything she said or written and you'll see for yourself. Rishi Kapoor is on Twitter, so you won't miss him too much even if he isn't doing too many movies. He lashes out at everybody who makes fun of him or of anything or anybody he likes, takes breaks, and then comes back full power to take on the trolls on social media. But that's not all. Chintu decided to treat us all to the ups and downs in his life and career with a book. His autobiography, which he called Kullam Kulla. And it isn't just about his career in the movies. It talks about him being scared of his dad, being a dad himself, the co-stars he liked, the co-stars he didn't like, which I'm sure was more than the number of people he actually liked, and the many love conquests both him and his dad went on. and how the camera was a part of his life since he was 16 years old. He was the blue-eyed boy of Bollywood in the time of legends. He talks about all the fun and the challenging bits of it and also lets us into the really, really, really huge Kapoor Khandan and what his equation is like with each of them. He prides himself on speaking his mind, so he's one of the people who doesn't really worry about offending people. He says things, and after that, it's the other person's problem. So this autobiography really is a tell-all, as candid as it gets. Rishi Kapoor's Kullam Kulla. He's a critically acclaimed filmmaker and an equally versatile author. Woody Allen has written essays, plays, novels, and a lot of biographies too. This man doesn't rest at all, but he lets neither himself nor his fans stop and take pride in his work. He once famously said, "I'm a firm believer that when you're dead, naming a street after you doesn't help your metabolism." So he just treads on and writes and makes movies like he doesn't care about the outcome, because he really doesn't. I mean, another person might have had second thoughts after naming a humor piece, "Now where did I leave my oxygen tank?" But not Woody Allen. He writes about people, he writes about his experiences, and he writes about what he reads. His style of writing is exactly what he looks like. The godless, the award-shunning workaholic who doesn't give a damn about reviews and writes and says exactly what he feels like. This man has done it all. A radio host, a TV host, a watch show host, a singer, a shire, and an excellent actor who constantly surprises us with his choice in scripts. But that didn't seem enough for Ayushmann Khurrana. He also decided to pick up his pen and write. He's written a book about making it in the land of dreams and called it Cracking the Code, My Journey in Bollywood. What's great about this book is that it isn't just an insider's account of how he made it into the movies. It talks about being an outsider, about the struggle, and how easy it is to get lost in the city that never sleeps if you aren't sure of who you are or what you want. He wrote it along with his wife, Tahira Kashyap, and he's honest, he's witty, and very insightful. He's that rare breed, you know. He's ultra-talented, he knows it, he takes risks, and although he's so successful, he's a good man. So his story must be quite something. Check it out if you like Cracking the Code. He is not somebody you want to cross. He will let you know what he thinks, whether it's on social media or in his interviews. There's a huge difference between being straightforward and rude, but Nasruddin Shah has never known that. He's had quite an eventful life, theatre, acting in movies, and he's built quite a reputation for himself in parallel cinema. So he decided it would be a great idea to write about it, and he penned down a memoir and called it And Then One Day. The only thing you won't know about him is his birth date, because, weird as it is, he isn't sure about that one thing. He tells you the story about his struggle to make it, but there's no drama involved. He saves it all for his acting and just tells you things like they are. You'll like this book if you're a fan of the man, or if you like someone who's particular about their grammar. And you want to know more about this guy and his antics off screen, whether they're his trysts with substances, women, or the other members of this tricky world we call Bollywood. Kareena Kapoor Khan is a diva. She does live up to the reputation. She's an actor, comes from a long line of actors and owns it. She's a mom, a wife. She doesn't shy away from having a good time and talking about it. She slays everything she does. So when she decided to write, it reflects her public persona perfectly. She didn't bore us with stories of struggle and flops at the box office or the pressure of living up to the Kapoor surname. It was just about how she liked to look. Simple, but definitely what her fans would like to know about her, no? She called it the style diary of a Bollywood diva. And she isn't shy about telling you her love for jeans that cost 7,000 bucks. Not like we'll all buy them, because sometimes one item of clothing she loves will cost as much as an average person's wardrobe. But then again, she didn't set out to write a book about how she's the regular Indian girl. She just tells you how you can be a diva. Funny guy, great comic timing, always knows how to crack you up. And apart from being an actor, comedian, producer, and musician, Steve Martin knows how to write. And write well. He wrote a collection of essays and short stories called Cruel Shoes, in which he's just deadpan and creates parodies of whatever catches his fancy. He's also written stuff for children. There's one called Late for School. You've all been there, done that. He's written a novella called Shop Girl, a musical called Bright Star, a play called The Underpants, because why not? His memoir is called Born Standing Up. And he writes about how, even when you're so humorous, life isn't always fun. He went from being wild and crazy to mild and lazy. His own words, in a span of just months, because sometimes things have a tendency to go way too fast. He tells you the trajectory of his career in a smart, honest, confessional manner, and is one of those rare occasions you'll find him serious. And just like he does on screen, Steve Martin leaves you laughing, but he also gives you something to think about. Britney Spears was synonymous with pop in her heyday. She acted like she didn't care what she was doing. We read about her struggle with substances, and although her baby voice sometimes got a little annoying, her videos more than made up for that and had people watching them anyway. So when she wrote a book, you'd think it had all the details about the crazy parties she went to, her BFFs from show business, all the stuff she did that she shouldn't have, and basically what it was like being toxic. But it's called Heart to Heart, and I'm sure all the crazy fun bits were edited out because she wrote it with her mom. But it's not all PG-13. You'll know more about Britney's love life, her rise to fame, and something every person has struggled with: your relationship with your mom. She's not the best author, so she makes up for it with a lot of pictures you wouldn't see otherwise. There are plenty more actors and directors who ventured into writing, like Shilpa Shetty wrote about fitness, Sonali Bendre wrote about the struggles of being a mom, Tom Hanks wrote a collection of short stories called Uncommon Type. They all have stories to tell, and sometimes books work better than movies. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.